We're going next to southeast Florida, where power is returning to many areas struck by Hurricane Wilma. Some residents were expecting Wilma to lose steam as it crossed the state and were caught off guard when it arrived as a Category 3 storm. NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
On most nights, Canton Chinese Restaurant is one of maybe 100 unremarkable eateries that dot the strip malls in Miami's Westchester neighborhood. But last night, it had something special going for it. It was open.
Thank you, sir. Coming up, everybody. May I have anybody next?
By a stroke of good luck or good planning, Fung Wong still had the use of her restaurant's gas stove. So she opened her doors. And due to nearly a complete lack of competition, Canton instantly became a hotspot. People like Howard Wise were lining up outside, mostly because other people were lining up.
Well, we came to check and see what was open in the neighborhood, and we saw a line here, so we stopped.
It was the type of line you might have expected to see after a week without power and fresh supplies. But not even a full day had passed here, and locals had had plenty of warning about Wilma. For Wise and others, though, there was an ulterior motive.
Just to get out of the house. We had cabin fever. We've been in the house since late yesterday afternoon, and we finally got out.
This seemed to sum up the mood of many in the area. Tired, inconvenienced, but also bored. And unquestionably, the boredest were the children many people had brought to Canton.
You stop.
Along with those just looking to distract the kids, there were people like Amy and Marcos Lopez. They didn't stock up on food as Wilma approached.
We weren't really very prepared for it at all.
Did you think that it was going to be this strong when it got here?
Honestly, to tell you the truth, no, not really.
Fortunately for people like the Lopez's, Fung Wong's door was open. The process was a little inefficient. She had to squint and use a flashlight to read her calculator, and then walk each order back to the kitchen. It was even darker in there, with only the stove's blue flame for light. Each order took a while.
Eddie, sir. Sorry, sir.
But the customers were patient. By this time, the skies had actually cleared some, and Howard Wise was in no rush to head home.
We're in no hurry. I mean, we have to go back to a dark house with a flashlight, so, you know, I'll wait a few minutes. Turned out to be a beautiful day.
When he does get home, there'll be plenty of work to do. He says his house looks beat up from the storm. But considering what some others have faced this hurricane season, he and many of his neighbors are just happy it wasn't worse. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Miami.